Hi there. This is the Brave Yes Business Show, a show for female business owners who want to take joy-filled, bold action in order to up-level, grow, or pivot your business and online platform without sacrificing your values. I'm your host, Shawn Fink, a business strategist and courage coach and a writer and a mom who has been writing, selling, and building online communities for over 10 years. If you're ready to get business brave, apply for a free coaching exploratory session with me. I'll share a link in the show notes. So welcome. Hello. How are you today? How's it going for real? I've been hearing a lot of upheaval in the world lately. And I think it's really important that we stop and we ask ourselves, how are we doing? And we ask each other, how are we doing for real? So check in. That's all I want you to do right this second. So I am enjoying a lovely quiet day here in my home office, in my home. I have a number of hours yet of quiet time that I am soaking in. And what I love about solitude and silence and spaciousness, all of my favorite S words, is that the best ideas come to me and I'm able to really have that clarity that I want and need in my business and in my creative work. And so out of that spaciousness, I have decided to dive deeper into one of the podcasts that I did a bit ago about your 10 visibility blockers. And so I'm starting today with the first one, which was algorithms. And I'm going to be saying a little bit the same that I have said both then during that podcast and in another podcast. But I think this is really important because this is the work. When I'm working with clients on being brave, taking risks in your business, and really doing the work of putting yourself out there, having the courage to show up with the pesky algorithms in place is courage work. It really, really is. And so I'm going to get into that here today. Before I get started, I want to invite you to join me to dive deeper into this. I'm going to be hosting a free masterclass, Braving the Business Arena Masterclass, that I have done in the past. This time, though, I'm going to be talking about cultivating demand and standing out in your industry. This has been my secret sauce to what I would call a decent success with the online space. Also, if you don't have an online business, it's the same. How you operate and how you cultivate demand and how you really stand out in your industry is going to be the difference between having constant revenue coming in and not. So I want to invite you to that masterclass. I will put the link in the show notes so that you can sign up. But you could always head over to my website. It's right there on the main page. So check that out. That is coming up this week. So you will want to get on that ASAP. So back to algorithms. The lovely, lovely algorithms. So I said that algorithms are a visibility blocker, and they are. And, you know, anybody who's been doing this work online, either through social media or a website, knows the changes that have happened. The social media giants decided, of course, that they needed more money. They needed to make money, period. And to do that, you had to pay to play. And so I had a business before the pay-to-play model, and I saw tons of traffic to my website all the time. It was beautiful. People signed up for programs. People got, you know, signed into your email for your freebies. people just generally were able to find out what was happening and were engaging and really were able to stay on top. That pay-to-play model, which is pay for ads so that people, your followers, will see your stuff, is what broke the internet, in my opinion. But there's nothing we can do about it. But it is a visibility blocker. And it's very important to pay attention to this particular visibility blocker, because I am not going to sit here and tell you social media is bad and not to use it for your business. I get most of my clients through social media. Period. So here's what I'm going to say, and here's what I really want to focus on here today. When the algorithms changed and, you know, these platforms decided they wanted ads, we as a community felt that shift. And there was a lot of people who decided, social media is not for me. Social media is not for me. And we see a lot of shiny tactics happening right now that is all about the game, gaming the system, you know, really gaming the system. It doesn't have to be that way. I'm always very clear with people. I am a business strategist, and we will not do spammy, sleazy marketing or sales tactics. We will not. If you want to do it, that's on you. I will not coach you that way. I will not mentor you that way. I will not consult you that way. And I don't want to hear about it. Basically. And the result is that social media, with all the gaming and the tactics, it makes it hard to want to show up. And this is the courage work. If you want to be visible, you still need to show up on social media. It doesn't matter if nobody's clicking, liking, or commenting on your posts. That doesn't mean that the right person isn't paying attention. It doesn't mean that people don't like your work. And I'm really talking to myself right now, because I know this feeling of feeling like your work is not relevant, that your work is not important, that you don't matter because nobody is seeing your work or liking it. It's just the fucking algorithm. It's what I am talking about when I did the podcast Traveling Through the Dark Valley of Irrelevance. Being on social media these days often feels like you are traveling through the dark valley of irrelevance, like you do not matter. Nobody sees your post. One person likes your post. Nobody comments. That's not about you. I really want you to know that. It's not about you. And the more you let that get to you, and the more you hide, the less revenue, sales, and money you're going to have in your business. So I encourage you to do what it takes to be seen and heard, even if it's just one person, because that person might be the one who is waiting for you and your message. And showing up, leading without followers, traveling through the dark valley of irrelevance, requires the work that I do with my clients. It requires the courage piece. But in order to have the courage, you must first have the capacity. And you need the capacity to be able to show up consistently, because the algorithms, while they are not perfect, they reward consistency. So if you have the capacity to be consistent, you will see growth. And then on top of that, you must have the clarity of the message that is going to work best for you. You don't need some ridiculous, over-planned, strategic methodology. You don't even need to buy into that. But you do need to have clarity on the message that you want to put out. the message that is going to really speak to your target audience. So you need the clarity, you need the capacity so that you have the courage to be consistent. This is not easy work. This is not easy work. And this is why a lot of people say, F it, I'm not doing it. We're seeing a whole group of people doing the quiet quitting on Instagram. I actually think that's bullshit. I don't think that you should be quiet quitting on Instagram. There's been some changes in the algorithm for Instagram that is saying that static images are working. And I'm seeing that. So don't give up on Instagram if it's working enough for you, if it's working better than the rest. That said, if you have a particular social media that works better for you, you should definitely go all in on that. I personally find LinkedIn to be very challenging, and it's my least favorite because of that. However you show up, consistency is what matters. So if social media is a visibility blocker, you can get around that by letting them see you're brave anyway. And that's what the masterclass is going to be about. And we're going to get into that a little bit more. There's also a podcast called Let Them See You're Brave so that you can listen to that if you want. But I'm going to be going into it a whole bunch more in the masterclass. Don't let the dark valley of irrelevance keep you down. Don't let everybody else's problems decide your fate. Just because other people are saying they are not using social or struggling with social doesn't mean that it can't be fun and powerful for you. It is a powerful visibility tool. And if you are struggling with these concepts of lead generation through cold emails or cold DMs, I don't like that stuff. It doesn't work for me. I do not do it. I require a different way because of my values, because of my integrity, because of the way I like to show up. And that means I am trying to cultivate demand. And again, this is what I'm going to be talking about on the masterclass. But when you cultivate demand, people want to work with you. They want to know more about you. They want to be with you. They want to see the magic in real life. And the only way you can really do that is by putting your work out there, your expertise, your brilliance, putting your strengths and superpowers out there so that everybody knows who you are and what you're about. But if you just keep hiding and quietly send a DM or quietly send an email, people don't get to enjoy your magic. And that is the beauty of the social media platform. It's your stage on the daily basis, and you get to decide whether you're going to step onto that stage or not. You get to decide whether you're going to be consistent with that or not. So yes, the algorithms are a pain in the neck. The algorithms make it very hard to be seen, but it's still letting you be seen more than nothing. There are many other ways to get visibility. There are many other ways to get clients. However, if you really want to start to show people who you are, what you're about, and really let them see your brilliance, you're going to want to get a platform. You're going to want to use that platform. You're going to want to be courageous on that platform. This is where the Brave Yes Power Moves come in. You can't just post and run. You can't just reiterate a couple of things and hope that it's going to work. You do need to have clarity around what that message needs to be. What that message is that's going to really grab your target audience. The best way that I can describe building a platform on social media is it's like if you decide to go to a networking event or not. If you don't go to the networking event, you don't take any risks. You don't have to leave your comfort zone. You just get to show and, you know, go through your day. Everything's going to be the same. But you decide to go to the networking event. You decide to go because you're like, well, you know what? I actually do need to meet some people. I need to get out of the house. I think I'll go. And you go and you meet some people and you're like, wow, that was great. Showing up on social media is the daily networking event that you've been looking for. It's how you use that is what matters. And that's how I use social media is very different, I think, than most. And I use it like it's my stage, it's my networking group, it's where I am going to be social, to have fun, to play with my creativity and really take some risks. And that's what you can do with it as well. So if you think social media sucks and you hate it, this is like a common conversation with clients. If you hate it, then of course you're going to be bad at it. If you learn to love it and learn to use it to your advantage and learn to really make it a strength, then you are going to start to see the power in it. But as long as it's this thing that just gets on your nerves, of course you're not going to enjoy it. And let's just be really honest here. If you're not enjoying it, then the people who are watching, reading, and enjoying and engaging with your posts are also not going to like it either. I actually find my best days are when I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to spend the whole day creating social media posts. When I do that, and I don't offload that, that is not a task that I would give to my assistant. When I do that, I see growth in my business every time. And the reason is because I'm doing it out of love and joy and passion. Not another should. Visibility is 100% up to you. You cannot let other people stop you. You cannot let other people hold you back or hold you down. As long as you stay hiding, that is a you problem. This is why I love the work that I do. Helping entrepreneurs get over those fears, those inner critics, those self-sabotaging behaviors that keep us in the background, hiding and being small. That is not what you want if you want to grow a platform, build a business, increase your revenue. And here's where I'll end. You don't have to be over the top with your social media strategy. Showing up once a day is plenty. Again, if it's consistent and you're just doing one a day, that is perfect. If you decide that you want to be two times a day, that's fine. Two times a day it is. You also don't need to do things on social media that you don't want to do yourself. And I always say this to people. Over and over I say this, and I feel like a broken record. I do not consume video. Now, I will sit and binge on TikTok. I will. I will set a time and I will be like, all right, it's TikTok time. And I will watch those videos because TikTok is a video platform. I will also watch YouTube videos sometimes when I'm looking for, you know, to some professional or personal development. Usually I'm trying to figure out how to do better in my Notion pages. I will watch videos on YouTube. Everywhere else that has this mixture of text and video, I don't consume video. And I really don't actually consume video on a regular basis. It's more of like a very rare thing for me. I have a sensitivity to the noise, the movement, the energy of it. So I really do keep that very, very minimal. And so because I do not consume video on a daily basis, I don't see the purpose in me creating video. I have tried it. I have put some videos out there, and I keep thinking maybe this time it'll feel right for me. And it just doesn't. So you don't have to do what doesn't feel right for you. If you love video and you love performing and you hate writing, go with that. That is your strength. The more you lean into your strengths to put yourself out there, the better it's going to be, the more consistent you will be, the more capacity you will have. It's when we are trying to do something that we don't want to do or that doesn't bring us joy that we create and find that resistance. That resistance, even if it delays you by a few minutes or a few hours or a few days or a few months, that delay is everything in your business. So don't worry about what you're not getting to. Focus on the things that you will get to. So there you go. That's my TED Talk on algorithms and showing up and being visible on social media. I would love to hear from you. Number one, if you like this episode, please leave a review. If you hated this episode, feel free to leave a review for that as well. We're all about honesty and transparency here. Above and beyond that, I would love to hear from you. Please send me an email. Let me know what you thought of this this episode. It's really hard to put your work out there and not get any response, which is what happens when we do podcasts. So I want to hear from the community. This will help me decide whether I'm going to continue this podcast going forward. So please send me an email. Just go to my website. You'll find lots of places to send contact. Or if you get my emails, you can just reply. Or find me on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm on all of those. Send me a message there. Thank you. Hope you have a great week. Get out there. Be visible. Be bold. Take up that space.